It's time for a high school update, and today we head to Bronson Junior Senior High School and welcome in Principal Wes McCray. With so many snow days, you guys sorting stuff out. Have you been able to kind of make up everything within what you needed to, the time frames of getting stuff done, to kind of stay on track here, Wes?
Yeah, academically, we're still going to be solid, but certainly with all the days that we've missed this term, we're unfortunately going to have to try to cut some stuff out and, make up some things in May term, so... That's the short end of the stick.
Yeah. Well, last week around the state of Michigan and, this couple-week period here, big time for testing. And I know you want to talk a little bit about what's happening with the MEEP scores at Bronson, because there's some good news there.
Yeah. Well, certainly last week we took, ACT, MME, and Work Keys, and we won't get that data back until just about the end of the school year. But about the 30th day of school, at the start of the semester, we took the MEEP, and all that stuff's public now, and we got some good information back on our MEEP scores. So we're proud of our students and our teachers. Thought I'd highlight a couple of those areas. In the area of English language writing, grade 7, we made a 16% percentage proficiency increase from last year, so that was pretty exciting.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing we really focused on the last couple of years was our writing, in the elementaries and in the middle school. So it's good to see that, what we practiced actually worked.
Yeah,
so,
a direct impact on what you were doing, yeah.
Yeah, and one of the other focus areas that we really put emphasis into was our science program last year. We hadn't been performing as well as what we would have liked, in the area of science. And the science MEEP's really tricky. A lot of schools struggle with that across the state. But a couple of my teachers in the middle school, Mrs. Severson and Mrs. Ritchie, kind of put in a new 30-day program to get the kids ready for the MEEP, and certainly saw that improvement. We had a 12% proficiency increase from last year, so we were pretty excited about that. That was a huge jump in science. So,
and again, I guess it's good to see then the efforts that you lay out there, initiatives you lay out there, they're actually starting to pay off in the scores.
Yeah, some people try to make education, too confusing, but really, if you just, if you're purposeful, and you put your curriculum under a microscope and say, hey, this is where we're going to focus. Typically, you're going to have some type of gain, so we saw those gains this year, which is exciting.
Yeah. Well, at the same time, even your teachers get involved with it. You've got some stuff planned for this summer, too, right?
Yeah, we do. The last few years, one of the things that Mr. Moderate brought on as superintendent was he sort of invented this week-long, he coined the phrase, the Teaching Academy, and we've brought in some professionals from across the United States to come in and do writing coaching, reading coaching, those types of things. But we're getting geared up for that. We're putting some money into our consolidated app for our summer teaching program in August. And I'm going to do a couple days on academic vocabulary and teaching that to our students in all content areas. And also going to do something kind of exciting with utilizing graphic novels in all content areas. So, and basically a graphic novel is, the comic books that we grew up with, not necessarily Superman, but they've done so many different things with them. Now there's one entitled, General versus General. It's Robert E. Lee versus U.S. Grant. And, there's just a lot of different ways to get kids interested in reading. And ultimately, we want them, reading outside of their assigned work. So we do that, then we all win.
All right. So it sounds like maybe kind of a busy summer then, too, as well.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but hopefully showing some improvements within the district because of it. So very good. And speaking of which, now it's not directly associated with the high school end, but you guys will be hosting in just a couple of weeks the Science Olympiad, too, which is always a kind of a fun time. Do you get the chance to hang around and watch that?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I think, sadly, this might be the last year for it, as I understand. But one of my, actually Mrs. Ritchie, the one that kind of got the science program going, the science prep going for the MEEP, she's sort of heading it up for our building, and the kids are getting excited about it, and they're doing some research online to, figure out what they're going to do for their projects and everything. So, hopefully I'll get there and maybe, Mrs. LeClaire and get to check out some of the projects. So
you could do like the egg catch.
Yeah.
on the egg drop.
I was hoping we could bring you over for that, actually.
wear my helmet, yeah.
Yeah, pin the egg on the principal. Sure, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
Perfect. Hey, Wes, thanks, and we'll stay in touch, all right?
All right, buddy.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Take care.
All right. Wes McRae, principal of Bronson Junior Senior High School, with us this morning on this edition of our High School Update.